The 10 p.m. news with Harrison Ashutiku. First, the headlines. Cameroon's flexible and solid response to economic shocks have been applauded by the International Monetary Fund. Works are expected to resume on the Menkin hydroelectricity dam to add 15 kilowatts of electricity to the southern networks of the country. And the feed edition of the Guinness Women's Super League will start on the 30th of November. The news in full. The Cameroon government has been saluted for its engagement in the program implementation with the International Monetary Fund despite multiple global challenges. The IMF Director for Africa, Abebe Amro Selassie, made the statement after meeting the Minister of State Secretary General of the Presidency, Ferdinand Gongo. The IMF senior official praised the government of Cameroon for her effective response and robust reforms to tackle economic shocks, adding that the macroeconomic indicators of the country are on the rise and favorable for sustainable growth. Members of the Finance and Budget Committee of the National Assembly have scrutinized the draft law on local taxation. The bill, defended by the Minister of Finance, Louis Paul Motazé, and that of decentralization, George Elanga Obam, aims at strengthening the financial autonomy of local and regional authorities and seeks to broaden the tax base and diversify sustainable funding sources of local communities. The government has embarked on restoring the Menkin hydroelectricity dam to add some 15 kilowatts of electricity to the southern network. The Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph Diongute, chaired an inter-ministerial meeting on the renovation project this afternoon. The meeting comes against the backdrop of serious hitches which have affected the performance of the facility. Star Building correspondent Christian Chiatam reports.
The Menkin hydroelectric dam was constructed to pump electricity into the south and parts of the center regions. However, the facility, worth some 34 billion, has experienced a series of setbacks which have ground its turbines to a halt, stopping the production of electricity at the same time. Added to this, the social development plan put in place by the government to improve conditions for the surrounding population is engulfed in a web of administrative bottlenecks, leaving victims in disarray. The high-level meeting, chaired by the Prime Minister, Joseph Diongute, aimed at examining the constraints which prevent the dam from functioning at full capacity. The members of government, senior aides of the PM, administrative officials from the south, and the management of hydro-making and other electricity bodies who attended the meeting also wanted to look for ways of salvaging the government's social development plan for the surrounding population. After examining ongoing measures to repair the dam, the Prime Minister called for speed in the procedures. Gaston Elundu Esumba, Minister of Water Resources and Energy.
The main objective is the rehabilitation of hydro-making because the dam is not producing now. And the Prime Minister gave instruction to rehabilitate, to speed up action in order to put in production the turbo alternator in the next few months.
Other measures in line to address the situation of persons affected by the dam include the relocation of victims affected by flooding around the dam and the opening of access roads to new sites. Christian Chiatam, CRTV, The Star Building.
1,000 people in the North region have benefited from a week-long free health campaign organized by the Association of Medical Practitioners in the North. Mercy Ashunyabeyo has the details.
The campaign is a huge attraction to patients who are streaming in not only from the north, but also other regions and neighboring countries. I was operated under very good conditions, so I thank the team. I had an operation free of charge. The medical practitioners on their part are standing up as one man to put smiles on the faces of the patients. Dr. Dadawo is a gynecologist and Dr. Rikitu Amina, a dentist. Yesterday, I carried out consultations and a cesarean section on a patient. This morning, already, I have 30 health booklets before me. Dr. Taimo Abakar is the president of APRAMES. The population needs us, so we need to rush to their service. Looking at our calendars, we must make ourselves available. Dr. Daouda Mukhtar is the director of the district hospital.
Cette campagne
This campaign falls in line with the universal health care program of the head of state and the Ministry of Public Health.
La santé pour tous.
For an activity of this magnitude, organized by medical practitioners in the northern regions, LACDO constitutes a third phase. Mercy Ashunyabe, CRTV News, Garowa.
Officials in Kribi have intensified control in timber harvesting. The senior divisional officer of the Ocean Division in the south, Nuhu Bello, held a meeting with timber traders, calling on them to acquire their licenses for logging and timber business. LCNG reports.
It's 2 months gone since the SDO of the Ocean Division, Nuhu Bello, restricted logging in the Ocean Division due to illegal timber exploitation and non-respect of measures put in place by the government. The decision, which seeks to strengthen control measures, led to shortage of wood in the town of Kribi, which resulted to a sit-down strike by the vendors. To come to an understanding, stakeholders of the Ministry of Forest and Wildlife and wood vendors of the town of Kribi met in a meeting chaired by the SDO of the Ocean Division, Nuhu Bello, with aim to discuss on ways forward. Speaking on behalf of wood vendors, if Messi and Yenga may know the challenges they face in the sector, Roger Kwan, the Ocean Divisional Delegate of Forest and Wildlife, on his part, expressed his desire to see the sector organized. After listening to both parties, the SDO of the Ocean Division called on officials of the Delegation of Forest and Wildlife to assist wood vendors in acquiring the legal document and reiterated that only authorized wood will be sold in the local market and must be sold at affordable prices. For CRTV News, Elsinji reports from Kribi.
Pupils of the Ndelele Government Primary School in the Kade Division of the East Region were visited by the Cameroon Forest and Environment Association as part of the Green School Project that seeks to create an incentive dynamic for environmental protection in schools. Celestine Sumbele.
The sanitation materials are made up of trash bins, wheelbarrows and cutlasses, amongst others. The city mayor of Bavosam, Roger Tafam, indicates that the waste collection items are intended to facilitate the job of the waste collection company.
The contract we have with Izakam does not permit Izakam to ship all the time. So people have to do some job before Izakam can best do his own job. We are expecting from the population to send people to drop their dead in the waste. We encourage them to have their own dust bin at home so that all what they produce should be kept inside and wait for Izakam so that they give it directly to the truck. We expect from them not to throw any dead on the roadside, and we expect all of them to sweep their surrounding to avoid even certain disease.
Among the recipients are quarter heads, market masters and rural council officials.
My name is Chief Fongang. I'm the third class chief of Kongso in Bamungum, Bafusam 3 subdivision. People used to throw waste anywhere, especially in our market. Every Tuesday, we have cleanup campaign in our quarter. We will use them every week.
Ahead of the organization of the West.
The contours of the society by providing innovative solutions and reshaping existing structures. In parallel, sustainable development presents itself as an imperative necessity, aiming to balance the economic, social, and environmental needs of present and future generations. Management of the St. Jerome Catholic University Institute has understood this. Thus, the raison d'etre of the three-day international conference on digital transformation and sustainable development, an initiative lauded by many, including the Archbishop of Douala, His Grace Samuel Kleda.
It is something new for us. Saint Jerome is committed to helping these young people use digital technology for the development of our country, whether it is in agriculture, medicine, or anything else. All the students who have studied here are not unemployed. We support them so that they can create their own businesses.
Participants will for 3 days discuss innovative strategies, emerging practices, and the ethics of digitalization and engineering from a sustainability perspective. Professor Prince Kumar Dumbe III, in his inaugural speech, emphasized the use of digital technology to produce basic data on the African experience on science and technology. Students of the institution are using the opportunity to interact with the business community and tap from their experiences. Gladys Atemba Chechuma Banla, CRTV News, Douala.
And the city mayor of Bafoussam has suggested that the fight against waste in the city council area entails a synergy of action between the city council, the waste disposal company, and the population. Roger Tafam, who made the statement while handing over sanitation tools to garbage collection stakeholders, emphasized that the population must be disciplined if the municipality must be void of waste. Here are the details with Eric Lamia-Wufo.
The sanitation materials are made up of trash bins, wheelbarrows, and cutlasses, amongst others. The city mayor of Bafoussam, Roger Tafam, indicates that the waste collection items are intended to facilitate the job of the waste collection company.
The contract we have with Izakam does not permit Izakam to ship all the time. So people have to do some job before Izakam can best do his own job. We are expecting from the population to send bigger people to drop their dead in the waste. We encourage them to have their own dust bin at home so that all what they produce should be kept inside and wait for the truck of Izakam when the truck will pass so that they give it directly to the truck. We expect from them not to throw any dirt on the roadside, and we expect all of them to sweep their surrounding to avoid even certain disease.
Among the recipients are quarter heads, market masters, and rural council officials.
My name is Chief Fongang. I'm the third class chief of Konso in Bamungum, Bafoussam 3 subdivision. People used to throw waste anywhere, especially in our markets. Every Tuesday, we have cleanup campaign in our quarter. We will use them every day, every week.
Ahead of the organization of the West Regional Forum of Exchange, Discovery and Exhibition Radio, and the Forum for the Development of Bafoussam for the Baf, the city mayor, Roger Tafam, has stated that the municipality must remain clean and hospitable. Eric Langmia-Wofo, CRTV News, Bafoussam.
And in sports, the 2024-2025 season of the Guinness Women's Super League will kick off on the 30th of this month. Celine Eko, the first vice president of the Cameroon Football Federation, who doubles as the president of the Professional Women's Football League, disclosed the information in Yaoundé today. 12 clubs will take part in the competition this season. Players and staff of the women's handball team of Cameroon are expected to leave the country this weekend for Kinshasa, the Democratic Republic of Congo, where they will take part in the 2024 Women's Africa Cup of Nations. The handball Lionesses of Cameroon, who have been training in Douala, will compete in Group B of that continental tournament alongside Guinea, Tunisia, Uganda, defending champions Angola, and the host, the Democratic Republic of Congo. Ben Collins, Nyeberwo.
After 2 weeks of internal training camp, the women's handball team of Cameroon converge on Douala, precisely at the Japuma Sports Complex, for a three-week internal camp that ends this Saturday. Under coach Serge Claude Mangala, the team's ambition is to go further than the last edition when they finished as vice African champions in Dakar, Senegal.
We are working hard to re-educate the result that we have in the 26th edition in Dakar, in Senegal. We were second after Angola, and this time we are going to try our best to produce the same result to seize our chances to win the trophy.
Coach Serge Claude Mangala adds that they are opening the path that can lead them to the throne.
We are sharpening our strategies. We are playing on the particular situation in defense and in attacks. We work on the participation of the pivot and the wingers and active defense.
18 players, 6 from European clubs, 7 from Cameroon, and 5 from clubs in other African countries, will travel to Kinshasa, the Democratic Republic of Congo, for that continental competition. The Handball Lionesses will play their first match of that tournament on November 27th, 2024, against Guinea.
Ben Collins, Nyeberi, will bring us to the end of the 10 p.m. news on the national station of the CRTV, read by Harrison Ashutiko.